I am with Jonathan from Design JD, who is the industry expert in branding. I've got loads of questions for Jonathan because me personally, I've got a invested interest in trying to understand what branding is. So I'm going to ask in some really entry level questions for anybody out there who has questions that they want to ask about branding, but just don't have the guts to say it. So Jonathan, hi.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, all good.
Cool, cool.
So off the top of the dome.
Cool.
Why is branding so important?
Wow, that's an awesome question.
Mm.
How long do you want me to take?
how long we got, Ash? Like maybe like 2 minutes or 1 minute. One
cool,
minute.
Let's go. Let's go top line then.
Yeah, and so, keep it nice and like simple.
Yeah.
So people.
Yeah,
have
make
an
it
understanding.
Relevant.
Yeah,
relatable. So branding is so important. You got two things from a consumer point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like just us when we go buy stuff, when we go to the shop, when we decide what car we want to buy, that kind of thing.
Mm.
You can look at it from that point of view. We meet brands every single day of the week, where it's a team we support, a car we buy, where we food shop, all that kind of stuff.
Good point, yeah.
But then from an organization's point of view, I think it's really important as well, because you've got a whole range of things, and we'll keep it kind of top line in that sense, but you've got elements of the team that comes to work with you that makes that business really cool to work for and to work with. I think that's really important these days. Well, it's always been important. And you've got the kind of the more of the business side of it, where you've got how do we position ourselves within our space, within our market. I guess you could look at kind of supermarkets. They all have their own, they know where their customer is, and they have a brand that relates to that particular customer,
to that
right?
Customer. Okay, cool. So what is the difference between rebranding an existing customer and branding a startup business, or a person who's got an idea and they want to, they just got a vision, but they don't know how to communicate it, and they're just new and they're like, I need a logo. What is the difference in delivery or service?
Yeah, cool. Startup, I love working with startups because as an entrepreneur like yourself, you see that journey. I always say we want to create a brand for tomorrow, not today. So like, what kind of things am I looking at and thinking about? I'm thinking about your vision. Where do you want to take this business? And we're effectively creating the face of that journey. We're creating
and
that
then,
brand.
And then do you find it, and I'm speaking from experience because I'm very similar to doing this, do you find it quite difficult with working with startups because they've got a vision but they don't quite know how to explain how they want it
to be? That's cool.
There's a lot of back and forth a lot of understanding. Well, I thought it was going to look like this. Well, I think you should do it like that. Whereas when you're working with someone a bit more experienced with branding or rebranding, then you're able to kind of communicate on a level which you both understand. What's it like working with a startup business that doesn't have that?
I love that process because that gives us an opportunity just to learn, to listen. I think that's really important. Before you pick up a pencil or computer or anything like that, put that to one side. I just get a real understanding of that organization, like we said, their vision, where they're going, where they've come from. Yeah, like you say, they might have never started a business before, or they might have come out of a larger business and said, I'm going to do this my way, with my own style, with my own passion, with my own enthusiasm, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, it's all about listening.
Okay. So, when you are branding, rebranding, or creating a brand for someone, what elements are you looking at in regards to branding them? And when I say elements, I'm talking, are we talking sign writing on a van? Are we talking about merchandise? Are we talking about cards? Like what is your points that you're saying is your main sort of points of where your brand needs to be?
100%. Like, every time we engage or like we work with a business, not we is, but us as consumers, as people in our locality, et cetera, we're going to find that brand in so many different places. So website, socials, signage, a whole range of things. So it's important that your brand is consistent. I always say, like, if I could have one thing in branding, it'd be consistency. Same messaging on the same platforms to be get a, we don't want to pick up the phone and hear something, then go on the website and the domain name's slightly different.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of disparity, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess it's like every good business needs to be organized.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that is great to have in a really organized and consistent and concise fashion.
So someone new comes in and they've got a cleaning business, for example. What would you advise for them to do?
Obviously look at C4 because that's the best cleaning business around.
Obviously.
But what I would say is start at understanding who your customer is at the very beginning. You hear kind of marketing people talk about customer avatars, like personas. And what they're really meaning is get to know really well who you're going to be working with. All the way down to the fact is give them a name. So you can say, well, Will Courtney, when you go and design the brand, when you go and do the website at a later time along your journey, like say you call this person Ash, for example. Like, will Ash resonate when they're looking at this ad or this piece of collateral? And will they go, yeah, I want to work with those people.
Okay, so do you believe that the brand draws business?
Definitely.
Because I would assume that there's got to be some sort of networking, communication, prospecting. Are we suggesting that a good brand is an influential part of that decision process? Like, I want to work with that company because I like their logo.
Definitely. I mean, I guess we can think about, like, when we go and buy a car, just to take us a particular product or a particular example, what are we looking for? Are we looking for something like sporty? Are we looking for something that's family centric? Are we looking for something that's eco-friendly? If you're looking for something that's eco-friendly, we have a brand that ticks that box. We have other brands that are trying to come into that space. We've got Tesla, for example, is a brand that knows who their customer is and provides a product. And you're talking about kind of bringing business. Brands that have a following, that have a fan base, are really strong brands. Like you say Apple, for example, not now because kind of everything's done online for like product launch, but they did product launch. If you like Apple or not, that's another conversation. That's another podcast maybe.
But their brand exists.
But their brand's top.
Yeah.
People camp out overnight to go and buy a product, which is just literally just a phone. That is the power of brand.
How often should you change your brand?
Very good question. So there's probably two answers to that, or there's probably a range of conversations to think about. You can look from a timeline point of view, or I would more likely, which could be timeline related, but think about it from a where your business is at or where your industry is at. Because you could, like going back to that startup that we talked about, they could have a vision to do X and Y, and then a couple of years down the line, things change and they innovate in their business, and they want to do A and B. So that's the perfect time to rebrand because you're changing your message. Or it could be that your industry has moved on. So sometimes take the tech sector. Go back in the day to when we were all desktops on computers, CRTs, the big computer screens back in the day. Everything was desk-based, but now it's cloud-based and mobile. So we've worked with organizations that are taking that shift because their industry has moved on, or accounting.
So do they rebrand on the basis
of that? They rebrand on the basis of that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So another question I'd like to ask you. If you're an existing brand and they reach out to you and say, do you know what, I like the way your logo is, I've liked your feedback, I want to work with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you work on a revamp of their brand.
Yeah.
What type of expectations, or what should they expect in the cost of that service? And not just you, but what that means on rebranding their website. So now you've created something for them. They need to change that consistently across, which I done, and I never actually thought about this until it was happening. But it would have been nice if someone explained to me, yeah, okay, if we're going to change this, that means that you need to consistently change that across everything. What does that look like?
Definitely. So there's a whole scope, if you call it, a whole project that we'd put together for understanding what the design of the brand. We would run a half-day workshop, but what was really a workshop mean? It's a listening and a learning exercise. It's an exercise to get under the hood of the organization where we understand their vision, their values, their purpose, their where they're going, et cetera, et cetera. Once you've done all of that, and part of that process is, like you say, plan for the rollout, effectively. We're working with a school.
So the rollout is?
So we're working with a school, and what I said to them was, do me a spreadsheet of everywhere your brand finds itself.
Mm-hmm.
That was 49 rows long.
Okay.
Because it touched everything. So it touched directories online, uniform, all the types of uniform. And there's a couple of things in that, because you've got to think, how much is this going to cost?
Mm-hmm.
Not just cost, but timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So some things will take a lot longer to manufacture, mm-hmm. or even just to get signed off.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're working with, like, your brand is in other organizations, collateral.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's timelines and cost as well, I think.
So essentially, the bigger the company, the more expensive it's going to be.
Potentially.
Mm. Are we done? Okay. So the bigger the company, the more expensive it's going to be.
Mm. There's elements of that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And that's, I guess, because there's different time.
Okay. And if you're a startup, small business, then there's only a few things that you need to roll out.
And like if you've got a business that's got a lot of assets, say vans, vehicles, like take Royal Mail.
Mm-hmm.
To rebrand Royal Mail, there's the creative side of it, but then there's vans and buildings.
Yeah.
And uniform, essentially. Yeah. Whereas if you took someone that was more of a tech company that had, say, one building and a load of digital assets,
mm-hmm.
they might even be a bigger organization,
mm-hmm.
but the rollout costs would be significantly less. Because their brand touch points are different.
And do you find have you ever come across that stumbling block before when you're dealing with new prospects who haven't rebranded before?
Yeah, yeah. People that haven't rebranded before, it's an education.
And we're
doing it all the time with our clients.
Yeah.
So we take that time and go through
mm-hmm.
what that journey is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Because no branding expert agency in that sense wants to see brand disparity and wants to see the existing brand and a new brand working side by side. That's not, as we go back to that consistency that we mm-hmm. mentioned.
Okay. And what is your favorite type of customer or consumer?
I like variety.
I feel like that's a bit of a generic broad answer. Yeah.
But I like the challenges of specifically with sectors that do their brands to be very similar. We're all about creating unique brands
mm-hmm.
in those types of environments. So take a building company. A generic building company's logo is a house, a roof,
with
a window and a door. Everyone does it.
Yeah, and there's like four roofs together.
Everyone does it. I like that challenge of coming up with something unique in a space which is very similar.
Wow, okay.
We want to create that, make that a mark for the types of people that we work with.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Keep going. Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for that. I've got more questions for you, but there's only a certain amount of time. I really appreciate you kind of refining some of these sort of dummy questions that I've got, because I wish I would have had this conversation when we was rebranding 5 years ago. So thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Have yourself.
Thank you.
Catch you later.